During that period, the only sour bit of news that came Johnny's way was brought to him by his accounts staff. It had increased to 200 Salachis to keep track of his income. They told him that the Earth division of Build Strong, Inc. was now the only company he had that was running in the red. All the rest were way up in the black. Johnny said he'd have a word with its general manager, and he did. He found that they had added to their payroll another 200,000 Chatoverian workers. The general manager explained they were not just building the burned Earth cities now, but had branched out and were rebuilding all the others, and had a 200-year construction program they had all planned out and didn't want interrupted. Johnny told him, and his six assistant general managers, that he was building cities for which no populations existed nor would exist in the next several centuries, and that they better start figuring out how to show a profit. They said they would, but in return, he insisted they keep on with their program. No, they didn't have any plans to settle Earth with Chatoverians. They knew that would engulf man. It was just that when they got going doing something, they built up an awfully big momentum. Johnny thought it didn't much matter anyway, so he forgot about it. Sometime after that, Stormalong got bored with demonstrating the new teleportation-motored atmosphere transports Desperation Defense was selling all over the galaxies and training pilots for, and he talked Johnny into letting him rehabilitate an old company orbit miner with cranes and fly to the moon. Johnny talked Stormalong into first getting some pressure suits, and then getting three other pilots as crazy as Stormalong, refitting four orbit miners, and doing it right. Stormalong had the excuse that he wanted to go see whether he could find some more of that heavy metal. He figured that flights of meteorites had now hit the moon. It took them 2 months to get ready and to make the trip and return. They found the meteorites with heavy metal traces, all right, and mined them and brought back about 200 tons of ore to process. But Stormalong brought back startling news.
"There's footprints up there,"
he told Johnny.
"And tire treads."
This being in the world of tracking, Johnny was very interested. They speculated on the possibility they had invaders. But the Desperation Defense people poo-pooed it. Nothing could get through their defenses. They then wondered if it might not have been the visitors putting down there during the war. Johnny wasn't going to spend weeks in space in an orbit miner, so he chartered Dries Glotten's space yacht for a weekend, and he and Stormalong were taken up to have another look. "Yes, sir. Footprints, tire treads." Then the sharp, trained eye of Johnny spotted a paper wrapper that must have been discarded and lay almost covered with dust. It said, "Carefree, sugarless gum, spearmint, 15 sticks, Lifesavers, Inc., New York City." Stormalong thought it must be some salvage gear from a wreck, maybe. But there was no wreck. Dries thought that maybe it was used to repair holes. Gum, you know. Johnny wouldn't let them mess up the tracks with their own. He picto-recorded them and then backtracked them and found a cairn with the very faded remains of what might have been a flag. Then, although he had trouble walking with almost no weight, he hiked around and found another cairn with another flag in it, also faded beyond recognition. That was all they found. But Johnny showed them that the exposed edge of the wrapper was much more faded than the buried part, and from that he deducted that these tracks and cairns were hundreds of years old. So they decided it was not an immediate danger and started back home. The real discovery was made on the way back. Johnny was admiring Dries' communication gear, and Dries showed him the first pictures he had taken of the planet, and Johnny noticed there seemed to be much more cloud cover now. He did more comparisons. They were flashing down toward Europe, of course, but they could still see northern Africa and the Middle East. The latter was green, and the former had a new sea in the middle of it. Landed again, even though he was late for Sunday night supper, Johnny got right onto the Desperation Defense Duty Officer and wanted to know if he was aware of planetary changes. He was, and referred Johnny to the general manager of Buildstrong.
You ordered us to show a profit,
the general manager said defensively.
So, we hired some more Chataverians and started a health subsidiary. We figured Buildstrong could also be interpreted to mean strong bodies.